On Tuesday, a bill requiring minors to get parental consent before having an abortion was in the House Health Quality Subcommittee. Much of the public testimony was emotional, but it was an assertion by Republican Representative Jennifer Sullivan that prompted lobbyist Barbara Devane to speak out, breaking decorum rules. Committee Chairwoman Colleen Burton then demanded Devane leave.
The majority of opposition we've heard today is from those who stand to financially benefit from these children moving forward with this procedure. Now, if parent...
Excuse me, ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the committee room. Excuse me, Sergeant, please remove the woman who's speaking from our room, from the committee room.
I caught up with Devane on Thursday and asked her to recount the experience.
Here with Barbara Devane, longtime lobbyist in the Florida Capitol. Just kind of tell me the basics of what happened the other day. Was that Wednesday?
Tuesday. It was Tuesday, which was a very packed day for me because I'm the lobbyist for Florida Now, the National Organization for Women. And it was a really busy day because I have over 30 bills to follow, to testify on. I was scurrying around, so I, of course, went to the meeting on the parental consent bill. That was the bill in question here. We already have parental notification in this state where you have to notify the parent, but now they want to make it even harder for a young woman who is a minor to get an abortion. What they don't take into consideration is, one, most minors, children, do consult with their parents, but there are some instances where they're scared to or they're ashamed to. We know case after case where young women have been raped by their father, their stepfather, their cousin, their brother. And so a lot of times they aren't even believed, and possibly they could be harmed by reporting this to their parents, talking to their parents about this. So of course Florida Now opposes this bill. But what happened with me was, after all the testimony on both sides, and there were a lot of young women who opposed it, a lot of groups, a lot of individuals, and then the chair, she ran a very good meeting up until this point.
And who chairs that committee?
Colleen Burton from Polk County. So she ran a good meeting, except she admonished us not to make a lot of noise and clapping and that sort of thing, which there was none of that going on. And don't roll your eyes. I've never heard that one before. And then there comes a time in the process when you have debate from the members of the committee. Representative Jennifer Sullivan started off her debate with saying, most of the people in the audience who testified against this bill profit from young women having abortions. Not true. I certainly don't profit. Those young women don't profit. Legal women voters, on and on and on. So I stood up in the back of the room and I said, this is not true. And of course the chair said, sit down, you gotta be quiet. And I'm like, well then you should make or ask the members of the committee not to make disparaging, untrue remarks in debate. She called the sergeant at arms to get me out of the room. Of course, I told him I could get out by myself, but he came anyway. So that's what happened.
And so I understand that this is the first time that's ever happened to you?
Yes, in like the 46, 47 sessions that I've been involved in the legislative process, that's never happened to me before. And I know I broke the rule, because I'm not on the committee to debate the bill. However, we can no longer allow legislators to intimidate, harass, and belittle people, taxpaying citizens, who are coming before them. It's their job to listen to us, and it's their job to tell the truth, not to lie in a committee.
As someone who's been around the Capitol for so long, do you see any difference today in interactions during committees or and such between the public and legislators from, you know, back in the day?
Yes. It's gotten worse and worse every session. I never say things can't get any worse up here, because if you say that, they do. But this is one of the worst sessions ever. I call it the session from hell, because there are certain Republican, mostly men, on every committee. I don't know if they go in a room and decide who's going to be the bully, but they are bullying, harassing, and intimidating people who come before the committees. And it's a disgusting sight. I mean, you can disagree without being disagreeable. And it's their job. They are elected to listen to the people, to represent the people.